All right, we're starting Simon Reish Yud Beis, Sheikar Poteres HaTafel, Sif Aleph, Kol Shu Ikar Bimot Feila. Anytime you're eating one thing which is important and the other thing which is supplementary to that thing, Perish, Dabar Bilti Nechshav, it's not important the second thing. Mavarech Al Ikar Poteres HaTfeila, you make a bracha on the important thing, and that exempts the bracha on the not important thing. So the Bar Halacha explains that it's not that the second thing doesn't need a bracha, it's that the bracha on the ikar covers the bracha on the tafel also. It's not that since it's tafel, it doesn't require a bracha anymore, rather the bracha of the ikar covers the tafel. Beim bracha shel fana, beim bracha shel chara, whether it's the bracha rishona or the bracha achrona. Lo mi bayim ikar me'ur v'ma tafel, it doesn't matter whether it is mixed together, you have the ikar and tafel mixed together, ela afilu kol echad levado, even if they are separate, you still make a bracha on the ikar, and that exempts the tafel. The Mishnah Berurah explains that normally the way we define an ikar and a tafel is which one is a majority. If something is a majority, that makes it ikar. And even if they are separate, if one is the majority, so then you make a bracha on it. However, that's only when both things are equally important. But if one of them is a davar chashuv, then even if it's the minority, you still make a bracha on the davar chashuv. So the example of this is chamishas mini dagan. If something is from the chamishas mini dagan, then even if it is a miyad, as long as we already saw this, as long as it is put in there for taste and not just to hold it together, so you make a bracha on the mazonos, that becomes the ikar, and it poters the tafel. The Mechaber gives an example. Kagon, vafilu pashu chashu mikol, even bread, which is more important than anything, imu tafel, if it is considered to be tough in the situation, kagon sheochal dag maliyah, ochal pas, imo kadesha lezikana begrono, such as if you're eating salty fish and you have bread with it in order that the salty fish doesn't harm you, verachaladag, but there's a pas, kevin shu tafel. So the bread is tafel and you don't need to make a bracha on it. The Rama adds, yesh omrim, some say that if you really like the tafel, then you're allowed to make a bracha on the tafel, and then you can make a bracha on the ikar. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, who say, no, this is not true. Just because you like the tafel doesn't mean that you can make a bracha on the tafel. Rather, you always make a bracha on the ikar, and that covers the tafel. So we have this all the time. You have this with anytime you have crackers in anything. If you're having crackers in tuna, crackers in peanut butter, you make crackers in herring, you make a bracha on the cracker, and then you don't need to bracha on the herring. The only shaila is if you're only having the cracker because you really want to eat the tuna, you really want to eat the herring, but you have no way of eating it without the cracker. So that's why you're having the cracker, so then the cracker might be tafel in that situation. Or if you want both, so you have to know really what you want in each situation. This is the most simplest of all. No.
What's wrong with you?
Cereal and milk is the most simplest of all. The milk is tafel to the cereal, so that's always a classic example, cereal and milk. So you make a bracha on the cereal and it covers it, and the milk isn't even mitzarif to the bracha, the shear for the bracha achrona either, because it's so tafel. And tomorrow we'll discuss.